My name is Caitlin Hawks. I am Deputy General Counsel for Litigation for the PETA Foundation.
So PETA filed a motion in the Multnomah County Circuit Court related to OHSU deleting videos of testing on animals and then found that OHSU police were monitoring your group unlawfully as well. So what can you tell me about how that case started?
So in April 2020, PETA filed an open records lawsuit against OHSU challenging the university's failure to provide videos of alcohol experiments on prairie voles in response to some public records requests that PETA had sent. In those vole experiments, experimenters confined 150 prairie voles to plastic shoe boxes. Males and females were paired arbitrarily for a week, and then they were separated and given free access to alcohol, with some drinking an equivalent of 15 bottles of wine a day. They were then subjected to a battery of tests aimed at studying male fidelity and aggression, and after the tests, all of the voles were killed. PETA's lawsuit already alleged that OHSU destroyed records in order to prevent animal advocates from shedding light on the university's wasteful, cruel experiments on prairie voles. But now PETA has learned in the course of discovery in that case that OHSU also took the extraordinary step of monitoring PETA's lawful activities via the university's own police force. This monitoring violates Oregon law, and so PETA is therefore seeking to enjoin it.
Right. As you mentioned, Oregon law prohibits law enforcement agencies from collecting information like what the OHSU cops were keeping on PETA unless it's related to a criminal investigation. Why is it important for a state to have and uphold laws like that? Like, what is the significance?
Yeah, so the protected activities about which OHSU police unlawfully collected information include, to provide only a few examples, PETA's publication on Twitter of a video criticizing experimentation on an infant monkey at a public university, its publication of an article criticizing the use of animal experimentation by the National Institutes of Health, and its sending of letters demanding that COVID-19 precautions be implemented to protect the health of monkeys at federally funded institutions. All of these items are lawful, constitutionally protected activities, and OHSU police had absolutely no reasonable basis to believe otherwise. Their activities in relation to PETA infringe quintessential core speech.
And so what is the recourse that PETA is looking for in this lawsuit?
We are seeking a number of things. So we are seeking the production of any of these videos to the extent that they still exist. We are seeking our attorney's fees in connection with having to litigate this lawsuit. And then with respect to this unlawful monitoring, we are seeking, among other things, an injunction that would bar the university from continuing to monitor PETA's protected speech activities.
And just how widespread is animal testing at OHSU? As you mentioned, PETA has brought multiple instances to light even just in the past year.
Yeah. So prairie voles are not the only animals who suffer at OHSU. It also houses the infamous Oregon National Primate Research Center, where experimenters separate baby monkeys from their mothers and deliberately frighten them. OHSU also fought to keep the public from seeing footage of those experiments as well, until the Multnomah County Circuit Court ruled that they had to turn over 74 videos of the taxpayer-funded experiments to PETA. If OHSU truly has nothing to hide, they would stop trying to conceal their records from the public. But the reality is that OHSU has more Animal Welfare Act violations than just about any other university laboratory in the nation. And they know very well that their records depict unforgivable cruelty. You can see information about OHSU's entire appalling history of misconduct on PETA's website, PETA.org.
Are there aspects of this case or of PETA's advocacy against animal testing, like what happened at OHSU more generally, that you think are often misunderstood?
Yes. So technologically advanced non-animal test methods can be used in place of animal testing. And not only are these tests more humane, they also have the potential to be cheaper, faster, and more relevant to humans.